my voice and my expression and my body became such a powerful tool to share my message, to share, hey, you know what? You are seen, you are heard, you are worthy. And, you know, going back to the stages, I use the dance floor to express myself, to be my truth, and to fully embody who I am. I use stage, I use this podcast to share my truth, to be in full embodiment of who I am and what is coming through me. I use different stages. If I'm going to have a book signing at the library, that's going to be my stage to inspire people through, you know, through my poems, through my books.
The Fearless and Successful Podcast is hosted by your hype girl, Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started.
Hello, my fearless souls. I actually don't know how to start this one. I just got out of my hot tub and I'm doing my self-care things. And of course, in a bath, I had this profound discovery about shame. So we're gonna go there. We're so going there. We're going into our shame and guilt and pain and how that actually serves us as a medicine and message in the world, or how that serves me. And maybe, just maybe, you're gonna get inspired and see that where there's shame and guilt and pain, there's also message and medicine. My love, if this is your first time here on the Fearless and Successful Podcast, welcome. I am so grateful, and I mean it. I truly, like, I'm touching my chest and I'm deeply in my heart, and I just want to say to you that the fact that you are here, you know that you're ready to receive the message that's going to be transformative, inspiring, and it's going to kick your beautiful booty so you can actually take inspired action. So the fact that I am actually speaking today about this, and I'm actually a podcaster, international speaker, and I used stage, and I'm going to talk about the stage, because this is so important, because we always associate stage with this, you know, like performing stage. There are different stages and vehicles how you can share your message and your medicine and your truth. I've been on different stages since I was a kid, and I remember when I remembered actually what was holding me back to actually fully shine in my truth and to see me as this powerful channel and a messenger. When I realized that, I said, no fear will ever stop me from being who I truly am. And I want to give you that message today. When I was a little kid, I was 7 years old, and I'm an immigrant kid, you know, from my parents are from Bosnia, and I was born and grew up in Slovenia. And, you know, first grade, where you have to actually, you know, language, you know, in that case, that was Slovenian. You learn language, right? You know, the grammatics and the grammar, the grammatics, grammar, and all these things. And I had most strict, I'm not gonna say horrible, because I'm actually now grateful for my teacher, for my language teacher. She was also the class mentor. And she was so strict, and she gave me the gift. She's such a great mentor. She gave me the gift now to see how that pain actually transcended into my purpose. And she was always saying to me when I was reading or writing, she would actually reading and saying something, she would tell me, "You can't speak." And the association was to, you know, you can't speak the language, so you have to speak more. Or that was her, you know, encouragement. But I took it as, because all the kids were always, you know, laughing to the fact that she said it. Yeah, you know, I can't speak. And that I was so ashamed that I'm an immigrant kid. I was always so ashamed because I couldn't speak. And that journey went on, you know, and I'm going to tell you a story, like how I actually, like, my little girl is so proud of me now. And that story kind of continued into my high school, where I was learning German as a second language. And I had the same strict teacher, you know, where she would tell me, like, you can't speak German. And later on, when I moved to Sweden, 10 years ago now, you know, at the time of, oh, actually 11, you guys, it's going to be 11 soon, at the time of this recording. And shit, it's my 11th, I just had this moment, it's my 11th year in Sweden. Wow. Yeah, you see how I get distracted with my own downloads. But stay with me. And when I came to Sweden, it was the same thing. You can't speak. It doesn't matter how much qualified you are, you actually can't speak. It was the language all of the time. And now, you know, I can say, like, you know, I can understand and speak 7 languages, which became my superpower. But also, you know, my voice and my expression and my body became such a powerful tool to share my message, to share, hey, you know what? You are seen, you are heard, you are worthy. And, you know, going back to the stages, I use the dance floor to express myself, to be in my truth, and to fully, fully, fully embody who I am. I use stage, I use this podcast to share my truth, to be in full embodiment of who I am and what is coming through me. I use different stages. If I'm going to have a book signing at the library, that's going to be my stage to inspire people through, you know, through my poems, through my books. If I'm on the stage, you know, wherever I am, I use stage as a metaphor to share, wherever you are, a platform to share who you truly are, Always, in any given moment. Because when you truly share who you truly are, you never need to hide. You never need to be ashamed. You never have to feel the guilt. You don't have to be in fear. You are, and as cliche as it sounds, you're always in the love and you're always in the light. And yes, we have also our own personal stage or altar where we get to be ugly and embrace our shadows and embrace our darkness to then go out and fully shine in our light. That's just how it is, you know. I don't want you to shy away from your darkness. I don't want you to shy away from your shadows, from your parts that are not as, you know, as beautiful as you know we would want it. The ugly parts make us as equally beautiful as the beautiful parts. So I'm just sipping my chai, and I, you know, when I was a little girl, so that's the pride, and that's the always the reflection when I, in any capacity, when I share my message, I go back to this moment where I was so sad one day at school, and I came home crying, and I closed the doors of my room, and I put all my Barbie dolls on my bed, and I literally started to perform for them. And I said to them, "You are meant for more. And no one ever can tell you that you are not." And that is the moment when I first performed, when I shared my truth, when I inherently believed in that I am so worthy of greatness, and doesn't matter what anyone else says. And you know, when I did this beautiful timeline exercise, and when I remembered now, you know, 2 years ago, or you know, some time ago, like recently, when I remember that moment, that everything so far, from that moment when I was talking to my Barbie dolls to this point, was actually leading me to be the best version of myself that's gonna inspire that 7 year old that felt so rejected, but despite the rejection and shame and guilt and pain, she went to inspire others. You know, in that case, that was Barbie dolls, but it doesn't really matter. She went, and the bed was her platform. The bed was her stage. And she was so excited, and she was so in her truth to inspire others to be in the light and to share their truth. As, you know, funny and cute as it sounds, you know, talking to your dolls and your toys or whatever that is, we all been there where we had imaginary friends that we could confide with, and you know, and sometimes that's what it takes. It really, really takes just to talk to yourself, to imaginary friends. Because if you don't believe in you, nothing really matters, because you are the one who is making the steps. Because no coach, no mentor, no one can actually do the work for you if you don't believe in you. So all the shame has to be, in a way, transformed into this beautiful realization that, hey, you know what? I was ashamed that I'm different. I was ashamed that I was different. I couldn't speak the language. I was an immigrant. I am different because I came to this country with my 3 kids and then husband to actually chase my dreams. And despite of my qualifications, you know, my master degree and six languages at the time that I spoke or understood, it didn't really matter because they were looking for one particular thing that I couldn't, and that was Swedish. And they would say, you are not good enough. But it took only me to believe in myself and to come to this point 11 years after to be this spokesperson for the ones that are still in that place of shame and guilt and pain and fear. So that's my little story. Don't be afraid of being different. Don't be ashamed of being different. Embrace your differences because they make you so, so unique. And, you know, go out there and share that uniqueness. Because the world, as cliche as it sounds, and Marie Forleo says that the world needs that one thing that you have. And that is, I wholeheartedly 100% believe in that. And if it matters anything, I do believe in you. I see you. I love you. And I just want to say that I'm so, so grateful that you took the time to listen to today's download. Speak to you soon. And leave me a feedback, you know, share in the stories on Instagram. What was your breakthrough? What was your shame moment that you want to share with me? In confidence, and you're ready to go out there and smash it. Love you so much. Yes.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you, and I am so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.